So, hello. It's a long time since I've been up here, and it's a very long time since we've done a cap Sunday, so it's a little bit more daunting than normal, actually. But there we are. I'll get into my stride. We tend to know people who are similar to us, and we tend to travel in circles where people are quite similar to us. And we tend to buy for people who are similar to us. And when we get given a gift, we always want to reciprocate. So, for example, Hannah a little while ago bought one of her friends a present just because Hannah likes giving presents. She's much more generous than a mother. And she bought for this girl at school and bought her three books, I think it was. And the girl was a little bit taken aback. And then next week came in with a birthday present for Hannah's birthday, which had been like a couple of months since. We want to give back, we invite people who invite us, but it can mean that our friendship circle gets a little bit restricted and we find it difficult to meet people that aren't like ourselves. So what about the people that aren't like us and people who have maybe fallen on hard times or people who can't invite back, who don't have the facilities to offer? And sometimes when we're generous, it's a little bit embarrassing. But that's what CAP is for. CAP aims to enable the church across the UK and actually across New Zealand and across Canada and parts of the US now to make those connections and meet people that they wouldn't otherwise have any way of meeting. So with those people in need, with people who are isolated, and it hopefully equips the churches with tools to help us practically show the love of Jesus to people that we might not have come into contact with without CAP's help and without those structures that CAP provides. So, did you know we've been running Life Skills for 5 years? Since May. We had our first course in May, 5 years ago. I did my training, I think, February, March time before then. And that's how long we've been going for. I have this headline on my Joy system that I use, and I put my names and addresses and my coaching details and things in. And I've hit 50 since I put all the new people on for this course. I've hit 50 people. So that means 50 people that have actually gone through the entire course at least once have made at least 5 out of the 8 sessions. And then when you consider that actually every time I get a person on CAP Life Skills and they come through the whole thing, I've actually talked to about double the people that come on. Sometimes have 15 people referred, turns into 10 who are telling me they're going to come on day one, turns into 6 people that make it, or 5 or 6 that make it through. So if I've got 50 people that have made it through the whole course, that's between 100 to 150 people who I have rung up, nattered, talked through the course, sometimes sent them to a food bank, sometimes sorted something for them, and they've never been on the course, but we've had a good amount. I kind of talk to people for 2 hours sometimes before they ever make that first session or don't make that first session. So that's definitely 50 people who've made budgets or have learned to cook more often, have done something new and brave, or I've learned to be a bit more spend savvy, or I've learned my mantra, which is, what plant matter are you going to have with that? I haven't converted everybody, but everybody knows what the mantra is. We're going to plan the meal, you're going to put that meaty thing there, or that beany thing if you're a vegetarian, and then you're going to put that potato-y thing there, or carby thing there. What plant matter are you going to have with that? And people know what I'm going to ask, so even if they're not brave enough to say it out loud. Okay, so back to the inviting thing. I'm going to read from Luke 14 and verses 12 to 14, if you want to get your Bible out or your Bible like that. Luke 14. I purposely didn't turn to it so I'd give you enough time to get there if you were looking. Plus, I've picked the smallest typeface I could possibly have picked. 12 to 14.
Got it in big print there.
Ooh. Thank you. So, then Jesus said to his host, When you give a luncheon or dinner, oh, hang on a minute, I've jumped, sorry. I'll just set the scene. So Jesus is at a Pharisee's house, and there's lots of people that have come for a meal, and the Pharisees have done a little bit of shuffling up the tables and shuffling down the tables. There's a lot of networking going on. There's a lot of showing off on their status. You know, whoever's the most important has made it to the top of the table, and they've shoved everybody else down a bit. And so they're all there showing off a bit, and there's as much being said about where they stand socially as there is about eating a meal together. And then Jesus says this: when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbours. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Thank you very much. So, wow, it's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? So Jesus is telling us how God's love works. And I was very challenged by that, because how do we use our homes? So it's a parable. So there's a spiritual element to it, but there is also a practical element to it. The challenge that he gives is real, isn't it? So do we only invite those who can invite us back? Would we, because after lockdown, our homes have become a bit of a place of safety, isn't it? We guard them. They even more so, I think, than we did before lockdown started. Would we invite people who don't have the opportunity, don't have the same sorts of resources as us, don't have the same sort of families as us? But there's obviously a spiritual side as well to the parable. So God's love is relentlessly generous. So he invited us into his kingdom. So that's what it's about as well, isn't it? It's about who we're inviting into the kingdom. Even though we couldn't repay, he invited us. Even though we were spiritually blind and had no idea about him and needing his friendship, he invited us. And even though we could get nowhere on our own, we can't do anything without him, he still invited us. And that's what we're doing when we're working with CAP. We are trying to reach out to those people who can't repay. We're trying to reach out to those people who are spiritually blind, and we're trying to reach out to people who can't get anywhere alone. So we're trying to fulfill what Jesus said in that house. So, and over lockdown, wasn't it awful that we couldn't see our family? We felt poorer as a result, didn't we? And we couldn't get a break from the humdrum. People keep talking about going back to normal, and that was what I hated actually most about lockdown was. Everything was normal. It was the humdrum that was there. We didn't have any of the little sparkly bits that we normally put in life to be able to get through the normal and the ordinary. But actually, most people who come to CAP and come to our services, those are actually the lives that many of those people lead. So there aren't no sparkly bits. You know, there are people who come to us that can't afford to go and see their families. So how we felt separated, they feel like that all the time, because they can't afford a bus fare across to Yorkshire or down south or even to Atherton sometimes. £4.60 is just too much. And then they don't get a holiday for years, and they can't just go out and buy whatever they need. You know, we really felt that while we couldn't get stuff, didn't we? I wanted a skipping rope at one point to do some fitness, and it drove me mad that I couldn't get a skipping rope from anywhere. But that's how a lot of our clients live, is that they want something or they need something. The children need something that everyone else seems to have, and they can't just go out and get it. So we're going to hear Simon's story, not our Simon, a Simon on the screen.
Mum, now deceased wife used to look after the finances. She was the one that was good with the money, where I wasn't, and I'd built up quite a lot of severe debt, unmanageable debt. So I was living in fear of eviction. I'd been served with an eviction notice from my landlords. I didn't see a way forward, I didn't see a way out of it. So I decided, I just tried to end it all. It was actually my landlords who'd mentioned Christians Against Poverty. They fast-tracked me, and my debt coach, Jim, arrived in my doorstep. Nobody had crossed the threshold. I'd been living there, I think I'd been there nearly 2 years. So the biggest difference that Christians Against Poverty's process made for me was that it was house visits. By the July of 2016, I got that wonderful telephone call from headquarters at CAP, where they said, "Mr. Moss, you are now debt-free," and played the harmonicas, and that's one of the greatest sounds I've ever heard. I then went on a CAP event where I came to faith. This lady put her hands on my shoulder and prayed for me. Just felt an overwhelming sense of calm and peace and love and warmth that I've never experienced before. And I just knew that what it was, and committed my life to Jesus there and then. On a Sunday, I can't wait to get up for service. I just love the church family that I've got. We're brothers and sisters in Christ, but we're closer than blood. And we support each other. We live our lives for each other. We're there for each other. And I praise God and thank God for that day that I now know he watched over me when I tried to end it all. And he said, "No, mate, you're not going yet. You've got lots to do." I just felt such an overwhelming sense of wanting to give something back. It's turned my life around 180 degrees, completely structureless to, you know, having a real purpose in life now. Both of my sons, in conversation, saw the difference that coming to faith had made to me. Daz came up first. He's in minor crime, so he'd been in and out of prison. Anyway, he came to the service, sat at the back, listened intently. We happened to be having that evening some baptisms in Newcastle, so he chose to come along and get baptised. And I've never felt so proud in all my life. It was the proudest moment. Sorry. Obviously, it was a tragic situation for us, for the family. But the blessings for me personally is that he's found Jesus and he's been taken to glory with his Maker, and he's sat up there and he's looking down on us, and I'm sure he's proud of what his dad's doing. Life can still be tough, but I know that I've always got my church family around me to support me, and I know that I've always got Jesus as my best friend, and as it says, my superhero.
So life can still be tough, but then we know that we've got Jesus alongside us, and that's the difference, isn't it, that we can make, and that's the difference that we hope some of the people that we share God's love with and make a difference in their lives, some of them will be drawn and will come to know him as well, and be dealing with the same things, but be dealing with them with God, with Jesus alongside them. So one church reached him, and then that reached his family, and now he reaches others through being a befriender with the CAP, with his CAP centre, running that food bank, and running a choir now. So I'm going to share another video with you, and this time this is a person that we had on our CAP course, with on our life skills course in May. We had three people. It was a very noisy group, which you'll hear when we talk, when you hear this person. He's called Daniel, and he made probably the most changes that I've ever had a person who's gone through the coaching make. Every time I put a challenge down to him, he just took it on and smashed it. So you'll hear all about that.
Right, this is Daniel. This is Daniel. He came on our life skills course in May, and I've asked him to come and tell us a bit about how he found it. So, Daniel, how did you find the first week coming to life skills?
First week, I was like panicking the first time I like came and stuff, but it's like, because it's like, before like life skills, I was just in my house having bad like the panic attacks. I wouldn't like leave my house, and like if I like did, it would be with my like partner. So it's like, when I like got the like phone call saying there's a like space on this like course and stuff and life skills, I'm like, maybe. I went, yeah, all right then. So when I like came, it's like, I did have a like a panic attack, but I walked in, and it's like all of the like staffs was fantastic, including you. Nice, friendly. It wasn't like a course or like a college I have like been to, because most of my colleges I like walked in and like went like I'm straight back out, but it's like a family network. It's just
everyone talks to you.
Everyone's just there in the same like and boat. So yeah.
And you said that when we came in the first week, I said to you, if you need to go out for a breather.
Yeah. If I like and feel like a bit like scared or on edge, I can like go out for a breather and stuff, and that's just the because it's like when like people like say that, it makes people with like anxiety feel like better, because you don't feel trapped. Yeah,
you're not trapped. Cool. So, how was life skills? The content of the course? How did you get on with what you were actually taught?
Taught, it's like, it was like I'm cracking them, because it's like, I did like I'm join life skills for more like anxiety to like get me out for places, but it's like, I did like learn a lot of things about things, and things like I should have known, but it's like, when you like go in like details and you like break it down, I found out like more about things.
So you weren't really you weren't coming for the knowledge.
No, but
you picked up some good stuff anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So what was the most useful thing? Was it the coaching or was there something else?
It was the like coaching them, because it's like every like time I like left it, I went like back home and I'm telling my neighbours and stuff about things what we've been like learning, and one of my neighbours says, "Oh, I didn't like know about that. I should have joined." But yeah, but it's like it's the like coaching, and it's like I'm gonna say it again. It's like friendships and
yeah, we had quite a mad group, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
It was quite a small group.
Yeah.
And so you got to know each other quite well.
Yeah.
It was quite rowdy.
Yeah.
We did get through the course material, which is quite a surprise,
actually. Yeah, yeah, no comment.
And so we did all the things that we're meant to do, but you really did make quite good friendships as well. And there was one very vocal member of the group, and you had to actually learn to stand up for yourself to get a word in edgeways, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because it's like... because it's like normally I'm just quiet and I won't like tell people the like truth, but this like person, she's got a big mouth, so it's like when like
she would probably agree with that.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like she's a lovely like person, yeah. But she needs to bring it down a bit. But it's like we like finally, I'm got through about halfway through, I think, just to let people have their say.
And not interrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did that very gently.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
Gentlemanlike.
Yeah.
Do you remember, as part of the coaching, the day that you went to the supermarket?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone about that?
Yeah. Because it's like... these private like coaching and what they like do, and they like
phone
you
up,
yeah, 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 one to one.
Member and I get together one to one. In Daniel's time, it was over video call, and you make some goals that you're going to do in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So Daniel's was to go to the supermarket with his partner and just to go round into the next aisle,
yeah,
by himself,
yeah,
and choose one thing. And yeah, that was the step that you agreed to.
Yeah, that was the, like, steps, but because of, like, circumstances, I did, like, went shopping by myself that, like, week.
The whole shop?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the whole shop. Never again. I hate shopping. So it's like... yeah.
And you dropped some eggs in the middle of the shop and smashed them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was like, I'm putting it like all on the lock and belt. Eggs just dropped and smashed them. So it's like, that was a big like panic, because I'm like, oh no, people's going to laugh, people's going to stare. But
yeah. I expected him to say, and I just like walked away and went home.
Yeah, 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 no. No, no, no.
You went and got a member of staff to clear it up.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I did. I said, can you, like, clean that up? Because it's, like, my first, like, thought was, I want to, like, go now on. But another thought saying, my, like, partner would, like,
kill you.
Yeah, yeah, basically, kill me if I don't, like, bring, like, shopping on. So...
yeah, so you did it.
I just got through it.
So it was a really manageable task that I felt we'd set, and then Daniel just smashed it.
Yeah.
And then one of the others that I set was to go and find out about being involved in a couple of community things.
Yeah.
Which was only to go information gleaning at the time.
Yeah.
And you actually went down to the local garden, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And became involved there.
Yeah.
So he went down and introduced himself.
Yeah.
And has been with them ever since, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's like, at first I was like, right, let's just get involved now. And get involved with the community and get my confidence more there now. And so it's I went down to the Lockham Garden, asked did I need hands and stuff. So I've been there since now, and just I got my own plot now, and
yeah. That's fab. And so you've carried on, haven't you, with the confidence? It's still there.
Yeah.
Even after the course.
Yeah. Because it's just building every day. Because it's sometimes I do have my moments, but yeah. I just think about the course. I got to the course, and I got through that, so
yeah.
It's more than this course, more because this course means more because it means more than people think personally to me, because it was a big jump. So yeah. It's that first day it would be still here.
Yeah, you'd still be in the same place
yeah.
if you hadn't done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had no idea until Daniel sent me a text message the next Tuesday saying, before I came to your course on Friday, I hadn't been out by myself for more than 2 years.
Yeah.
He hadn't told me, and he'd just taken the plunge like you did with the supermarket
yeah.
and like you did with the garden. That was the best way that you found of pushing yourself to the next place, wasn't
yeah.
it? So what would you say to anyone that was thinking of coming on Life Skills?
If I could say to anyone, because I know through our courses, some people joined and left and stuff, but it's if you do that, I don't think you will get the full full
benefit
and full benefits of the course, because it's people might think, because it'd be about learning about life skills and because it's your gas and electric, but it's more than that. It's not because it's not. How can
not
I explain?
Just the knowledge.
Yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
Not just the knowing.
Yeah.
It's the being.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's because it's I would tell anyone to join, and it's because it's my thoughts is there should be more things this around because it's going to be. Because it's gonna be beneficial for people like me with anxiety, or people who needs to learn life skills.
Wasn't he amazing? And he was willing to come today. Actually, the only reason why he's not here and we didn't do that live was because his brother has a rugby presentation today. And so when I rang him up and said, oh, will you do an interview over Zoom I was gonna do? And he said, yeah to that. And then I kind of just half humorously said to him, oh, actually, I would invite you to church and we could do it in front of the congregation, but I thought that would be a step too far. And he went, oh, hang on a minute. Yeah, that would put me out of my comfort zone, I'll do that. So he was going to be here today, even, with the, he still suffers from the anxiety and everything, but he's so grateful for the course and the fact that he's out of his house and going places by himself and all of that, that he just will do anything to tell anybody to join and to fund Life Skills. So this is where your little bits of paper that are on your table come in, because I couldn't do what I do without the backing of CAP in Bradford. There's no way. They wrote the course, they provide the materials, and they're amazing. They provide me with training, they provide me with connection with other centres, and then just in this region, we've got, I think there's two debt centres in Bolton, There's in Wigan, there's a new life skills just starting up. There's a new job club that's just starting up. So when referrers ask me now, have you got anything in Wigan? I can say yes. And all of that, starting centres and supporting centres and everything comes from Bradford. We just couldn't do it without Christians Against Poverty at all. I wouldn't have the links. I wouldn't have, throughout lockdown, I wouldn't have made it through. We wouldn't have a life skills today if it wasn't for the connection that Christians Against Poverty in Bradford gave us. And at the moment, we don't have a debt centre in Lee, and we don't have one in Wigan because they've lost theirs too. But if we were to be able to get that up and running again and got the funding and the people that we needed, you know, Bradford would be with us every step of the way. So, and they are fighting poverty at a national level. So they collate stuff that we feed in about what's going on with clients, and then they lobby government at a much higher level. So it isn't just grassroots stuff that's going on, you know, us going into clients' houses and everything else. They're doing stuff at a national government level as well. So the bits of paper that you have on your table are sign-up sheets to give to the central work, and that's what CAP Sunday is about. There are 29,000 life changers across the UK who give somewhere between £5 and up to £100 a month. And that money means that CAP can plan. Instead of relying on one-off donations all the time, they can say, right, we've got £29,000 giving at least £5 a month. So therefore, we can plan to put this member of staff in this strategic place to help the debt centres get off the ground again after after lockdown. Or one of my old managers is currently helping group services that have just been decimated by the pandemic to get back up and running again. We're quite unusual in how quickly we've got up off the ground and got back running again. So if you would be able to, I would really love it if you could fill in one of those sheets. Or if you're a phone person, then capuk.org/Simon that you saw on the screen, there is, that will take you to a sign up as well. And there's an option to, if you already give to CAP and you'd like to review it and put it up by a couple of quid, then there's an option there also to just say, you know, contact me and increase my giving, because I know that quite a few of you already make the work happen. So and then just a last word, remember and rejoice that God invites us to his feast. If you feel that you've never accepted that invitation, then please talk to one of us about the fact that you're invited and that you'd love to say yes to coming into Jesus's party. And God wants you there, so tell him you'll come. So if you would like to sign up for either the stuff that I've got on the table, or I have got some sneaky forms to support our project locally with me in my bag, you'll have to come and ask me for one of those. Then I'd love to give you one of these books that I have behind, which is the original story of John Kirby and how he set up the charity. Or I've just got a couple, if you've already read that one, I've got a couple of client stories books, but I've only got two of those, so you'll have to be quick. Okay, thank you very much.